Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. Let's chat our new sponsor for the podcast, R Wireless Delran in Delran, New Jersey. Expect the best. R Wireless in Delran has all your Verizon wireless needs, located on Route 130 in the Target Shopping Center in Delran, New Jersey. And of course, guys, be sure to ask for our guy, Wayne Keener. Thanks to our new sponsor, John Septic Service. John Septic is your family-owned company for all your septic needs in the northern Baltimore area for over 50 years. Give them a call at 410-272-2317. Guys, remember, a straight flush always beats a full house. Thank you, John Septic. Guys, I want to give a big shout-out to our new sponsors on BCP Plus and the podcast, our friends from the Front Row Mafia. JVD, Cleary, Randy, and Total with Tom make up this group of the best pro wrestling fans out there, supporting everyone across promotions. Join their Facebook group over at Front Row Mafia Indie Wrestling Junkies for the latest in their pro wrestling adventures, custom art, wrestler highlights, interactions, fan discussion, and more. On a personal note, I want to thank the boys for their friendship and always supporting myself, Vicious, and the talent. Thank you, fam. The Front Row Mafia. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the acclaimed, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. You know, guys, usually I go into this very prepared. We're talking to a lot of the talent here in the Northeast. You know, we talk a lot about pop culture, wrestling, a lot of stuff here on the show, but something I've noticed here in the Northeast Independence, there's been someone, kind of showing up at these events, popping out of the woods outside the arenas. I've seen him pop through doors, looking through windows, kind of lurking around. And that person is a barbarian, Yusufer L, who we've seen here around in the Northeast Independence. I have been doing camera work at some of these promotions. I've spotted and followed Yusufer, a very mysterious persona. I didn't get too close. I'm a little intimidated. I've been trying to do my research here as a journalist, and I've been looking and Googling and trying to contact people. And through that search, I've been reached out to by, I believe it is the International Barbarian Advisory and agent or representative, sir. I don't know what to call you. Thank you for the time and helping us with this Yusufer L situation.
Thank you, Robert. And thank you for providing the platform for us to inform the wrestling community about Bar 01, Yusufer L. I am IBA agent 0142606067371138675309, head of the Barbarian Advisory Research Division, and you can refer to me as Bard for short.
Bard, okay, agent number, I guess we'll just call you Bard, like you said. Thank you, Agent Bard, I guess, for the time, man. I appreciate you reaching out, man. Obviously involved with the International Barbarian Advisory, Yusufer L, who I'm assuming is a barbarian. We've seen the way he has gotten in the squared circle, but also acted outside of the squared circle. Who is this Yusufer L? Is he a barbarian? What is Yusufer L?
Yusufer L is a suspected 3,000 to 5,000-year-old ancient Egyptian or barbarian whom the IBA is tracking closely.
Wow. Okay. And I mean, I see him around the wrestling world, but is he someone or he or it or whatever, something that you are trying to catch? Are you trying to confine him? Because he seems to be constantly on the move. He wrestles matches very, very effectively here in the Northeast. He's been spotted, but sometimes outside the venues, I see, you know, kids running out of the woods. They say they saw something. I see Yusufer creeping around outside some of these arenas, particularly at WrestlePro quite a lot. What is your, you know, with all due respect, sir, what is your job? What is your role in this? Are you trying to catch this barbarian Yusufer L?
Well, for starters, Robert, this modern form of organized combat, referred to as professional wrestling, bears a resemblance to a form of non-lethal combat the ancient nomadic Egyptians that Yusufer is part of, or the Kandirian people, would engage in a non-lethal combat with new cultures and groups of people that they would encounter across their 3 to 5,000 year ago existence. So they would encounter these cultures, engage in a non-lethal form of combat to show an allegiance, learn about each other through a non-verbal form of interaction. And we believe this is why he has been drawn to professional wrestling. To answer the other part of your question, why haven't we caught Yusufur yet? We have no interest or plans to capture the subject at this time. It is in the best interest and research and development to observe the subject, Yusufur L, in the wild or field to best understand this subject and future subjects. How they interact with the modern world, incorporate their customs, and develop without our interference. This is how we will proceed until there is a confirmable, felonious, or fatal incident.
Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, sir, Agent Bard, sir, but he's in the squared circle, he's competing, and this is just the journalist in me asking, but, you know, you talk about that tradition going back, this is why he's getting involved in the squared circle, if I'm understanding correctly. I'll ask you this, is there goals, you know, in your research for Yusufur, is he trying to win championships? Is he just trying to beat the other guy to a pulp? Is he trying to align himself with somebody? Are there targets for Yusufur? Is there goals within the squared circle for this barbarian?
We believe his goal would be to better understand the modern world that he has found himself in since thawing from ice. In terms of allegiances, we notice a pattern with a subject person of interest, Skylar Mack, and more recently, a El Magnifico. Skylar and Yusufur have referred to themselves as Gong Show, and more information and surveillance is needed to better understand how this allegiance came to be. In terms of other interests, we believe he uses tracking past opponents, the people he has had encounters with before to end up at these various wrestling promotions, and results in him being seen all across the nation in different rings or promotions, as you would say, in your sphere.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that checks out. I want to go back to something you said earlier, because I did want to ask about, you know, this origin story of Yusufur L, because you said 3 to 5,000 years ago, if I'm understanding correctly, Egyptian. I was going to say, do we have an Encino Man situation here? You said thawing from the ice. Is this something that had happened in the past couple of years, and now he's out and about in the greater tri-state area here in the Northeast?
Well, Robert, I believe that is a very childish way to look at this scenario. But yes, it seems to have some resemblance to an Encino Man situation.
Fair enough. And you guys are still learning, I'm sure. And Yusufur, we've seen all around, certainly can get the job done in the squared circle. He is adapted very, very well to the pro wrestling here in the Northeast. Very, very well. Taking on some great names in the business and taking on all comers. But also, I have seen Yusufur go around and kind of interact with crowds. You know, hostile is not the word I would use. Maybe curious, you know, definitely keeps his distance. You know, I think the kiddos are intrigued by him. I think I saw him ride in a bull at a carnival. Can you tell us about the habits of Yusufur L, maybe the intentions?
Not at this time, no.
Fair enough. I want to be respectful of that for sure. Well, let me
reiterate,
please.
Any and all interactions, Bar 01, Yusufur L maybe having, would fall under the category of learning about the modern world, modern people, trying to identify patterns in our culture. Everything is to learn.
Fair enough. I understand that, and I've certainly seen him. I'm a little scared, I'm not going to lie. Now, Yusufer, I wonder, is he able to speak or communicate with us in any sort of English? I've heard him speak, but not in any sort of way that I could understand. I'm guessing it's an ancient Egyptian of some sort. Do you have any way of communicating or understanding Yusufer El?
His main form of communication would be an ancient Arabic dialect. However, this is currently classified information, but we believe there is a development in his ability to communicate and understand modern languages. We are currently investigating, and I cannot comment further at this time.
Fair enough. I appreciate your time, sir. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of answers, and I'm sure you're limited in the answers you can provide. I appreciate you coming on. So I have to ask you this one. WrestlePro is having a big event this weekend. On the spot title shot, the Rumble. We've seen the likes of Vargas win this in the past over here in the wrestling world. We see how far he's come. Do you know there's a lot of up and comers in that Rumble being announced. I saw Joe Clean was just announced today. I'm sure we'll see Anthony, shout out to him, in the Rumble as well. What are the chances you think, Yusufer, you said, you know, he's doing a lot of WrestlePro. He's doing a lot of this stuff in the Northeast. He seems to be following that, you know, this traveling wrestling indie circus we have here in the Northeast. What are the chances we might see Yusufer pop up in this? Do you have any leads? Are you tracking him?
Absolutely. We believe any promotion, as you like to refer to them, anywhere that he has appeared, there is highly likely he will appear again. WrestlePro, for example, is a promotion that, since the origins of his thaw, Yusufer has appeared at quite regularly. So we believe the chances of him appearing at this event this weekend are very, very high.
All right, guys. And forgive me for saying this, sir, but guys, again, WrestlePro, if you are an independent wrestling fan, you know, in the Rahway area here in New Jersey, the tri-state area, go to WrestlePro, arguably one of the biggest, if not biggest, independent promotions here in New Jersey and in the Northeast at large. On the spot title shot, we see Vargas win it last year. All right, hypothetically, sir, running the scenarios here, again, this may not be in your vested interest, but I know that you are studying the habits and the trajectory of Yusufer El. Say he goes on, because we see what he can do in the ring. Say he goes on to win this thing. Say he does show up, right? We know what that means if he wins this. Do you think that Yusufer would be cognizant, would be aware of what that means? Would he have a plan? You know, I know we're beginning to understand Yusufer. Would he have any plan to cash in or go after a title or anything like that?
We would imagine a promotion would have to put him in the situation to attain one of these titles. He certainly understands the difference between victory and defeat. He, if you watch the footage, the longer he has been a part of this modern world, you can see from time to time an advancement and better understanding of what is happening in these matches, or what is the goal in terms of how to attain a victory in this field of combat. If you watch earlier footage, he didn't even understand the concept of a pin, and now completely understands that concept. He has engaged in many of these battle royals and has fared rather well in some of the later ones. A victory for him does not seem far off. What he would know to do with that victory, since this is a on-the-spot title shot, I do not even understand what that means in your world, but we would imagine this would be something that would have to be organized by the promotion itself.
All right.
Is he a threat? Is he potentially a candidate for victory? We think that is always the case with an ancient individual like this. We believe the longer he is unthawed, the stronger he will get.
All right. I think that's a fair assessment. Forgive me, I tend to psychoanalyze, you know, I know you're working, you're doing your job, man, but I tend to psychoanalyze these athletes, you know, in the pro wrestling world here. I would certainly put Yusufur in that category, very athletic, a warrior, you know, for sure. Psychoanalyzing the situation, we talked about him coming into this world, becoming a part of it. Maybe some short alliances in the past, we've seen with Vargas, obviously some similarities there. You know, maybe he was able to relate in some way, former fashion. You mentioned Skylar Mack. But if you're a warrior coming into this world, are there people that maybe Yusufur, you know, you're in that squared circle, you're throwing punches. If you're Yusufur L, are there people that he has maybe targeted or people that he looks at as like competition? Because if you're like a warrior, maybe, you know, maybe like a Danny Moff or something like that, that he wants to defeat, you know, maybe as custom, or someone he knows that if I defeat the bigger warrior, this is a credit to me. Would Yusufur have any interest in that? Is there people that he's kind of sniffing around or maybe wants to face off?
Absolutely. The Kandarian people were never known to shy away from a challenge. We've seen this in his various encounters with the likes of Gene Snitsky. He has encountered Dan Moff and probably will again. He seems to have some sort of grudge against CPA. He has had numerous clashes with Colton Charles. There, no amount of defeat or no beating would ever deter Yusufur from going back at that challenge one more time to ultimately attain victory. That is just not the Kandarian way.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense to me. And obviously taking on some of the best WrestlePro has had to offer. We'll see, you know, Yusufur's journey continue for sure. But, you know, doing my research, I knew that I was going to be talking to you, sir, Agent Bard, for lack of a better term. Again, thank you for making the time. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we're being respectful of the agency and his privacy right now. So, again, we do want to thank him for coming on. But I want to ask you this, sir, because we've seen some of your agents, you know, over at WrestlePro doing the research, talking to some of the competition.
Not just WrestlePro. Our agents are present anywhere and everywhere. Yusufur is present.
Fair enough. I apologize, please.
Rest assured, whether we are bringing this individual in or not, we are closely monitoring him at all times, tracking his activities. And in fact, his entry into the pro wrestling world has made the International Barbarian Advisory realize there may be other individuals worth looking into in this field, such as a Vargas, such as the original Barbarian. These are people who should have been on our watch list well before the appearance of Bar 01.
Interesting. That actually makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you this one, sir, and I know a lot of this is probably classified. I appreciate you giving me what you can give me. What can you tell us about Yusufur outside of the squared circle? Where does he go when he's done? What does he eat? Where does he sleep? Is he a hunter? What can you tell us about this barbarian here?
The Kandarian people are very astute in wild living. So it would be easy to assume that he has various campsites in his travels. We believe there's probably a location he uses frequently in the Central Jersey area, given his reoccurring appearances there. But in his travels to as far as Alaska, we have classified footage of him appearing in the Caribbean islands. This individual can rest his head anywhere. Anywhere he roams, anywhere he lays his head, is home.
I believe it. And we saw that video of up-and-comer, shout out Anthony again, essentially taunting Yusfrel, essentially barbarian hunting, whatever you call that. I didn't think that was a good idea. I don't think it ended well for Anthony. What advisory would you have? You know, not to the general public, obviously, but to the people when, you know, Yusufer wants to compete or, you know, have that competition, that bout of warriors, whatever the tradition is in his mind. What should people do, to kind of, should they not taunt him? Should they not tug on Superman's cape, especially?
We encourage the general public to not engage. This is something that the wrestlers must do. And how they choose to do that is up to them. As I stated earlier, until there is a felonious activities or a fatality, we have no interest in bringing this individual in. We encourage the public to remain at a safe distance, report activity, protect humanity, and defend civility. And we thank those such as yourself who have captured large amounts of footage and shared them with the International Barbarian Advisory, and we encourage the public to continue to do so.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. You know, I know you guys took a lot of footage. I know a lot of it you guys need. Hopefully I get it back soon. You know, I know you guys are doing your thing, and I appreciate that. I want to be respectful of your time, sir. Just a few more questions, if that's okay. And this one's kind of a difficult one. Forgive me. This is the wrestling journalist in me once again. You know, we talk about Yusufer being able, or Yusufer, excuse me, being able to pick up on what's going on in the business, what's going on here in the independents, the pin, now getting familiar with some of the rosters in various places, ISPW, WrestlePro, and the like. I don't think Yusufer's sitting there watching TV, but does Yusufer maybe have some sort of understanding, to your knowledge, that there are different tiers, there are different levels? There's a lot of opportunities on the AW Darks. You know, we see a lot of these lists coming out, especially today, you know, where pro wrestlers are ranked. I guess the way to phrase this for a person or a barbarian like Yusufer, does he have any sort of ego? Does he care about his stock rising? Does he care about getting to maybe bigger battles, I guess I would say, in his mind?
I'm sure he has interest in greater challenges, but as I've stated earlier, the main concern for an individual like this, we believe, is to better understand the modern world around him. I'm sure he has no interest or understanding of rankings or the importance of one promotion to the other, though I would not be surprised to see him appear anywhere. He has appeared for promotions such as GCW and MLW, which we understand are of higher standing than some of the other promotions, but none of this matters to a 3 to 5,000 year old individual. He will appear anywhere there's competition. He will most likely appear anywhere that there are prior competitors, whatever is easy for him to track, and continue to appear in this non-lethal form of combat. We believe that is his current interest, to learn about the world through a medium that he understands from his past.
That actually checks out. Again, psychoanalyzing the situation, you come to a world, you unthaw, whatever it is, you have to find a way to connect, a way to communicate, and to him, pro wrestling seems to be it. What makes sense. Agent Bard, once again, I thank you for your time, for coming on. You know, usually we do shameless promo before we get out of here. I don't know if you guys are really a public entity, but maybe there's some way that people should something they should do if they see Yusufer. I don't know if the agency can be reached out to on social media or email or anything like that. Anything you could say to the public, I guess.
Absolutely, Robert. We encourage the public to observe Yusufer L bar 01 from a safe distance and to always report activity, protect humanity, and defend civility. You can send any and all footage, be it photo or video, to @reportprotect on all social media platforms or @Yusufer on all social media platforms.
Well, thank you, Agent Bard, for sharing that. Thank you for, again, the lesson on Yusufer L. We'll certainly be paying attention. It sounds like we're going to be seeing Yusufer at the WrestlePro show this weekend, on the spot title shot, one of my favorite events in Rahway, New Jersey. Guys, get your tickets now. And again, Agent Bard, thank you for your time and just good luck in whatever you're doing here.
Yes, we will be there. We hope to see you there as well, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Best of luck. Stay safe.
I'll need it. I've been around Yusufer before, and I keep my distance. Thank you again, sir. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.